N4IQ. AC4Q, N4IQ.
45AC4Q.
Okay, I hear you now.
Can you drive around just a little bit? Driving around 4th and stop. Let's see what happens.
I hear you good.
That's strange. Because the other computer has been coming in better than this one. But that's good. There may be
too. Or they may be working on it. Who knows? I wouldn't worry about it yet. I was saying, I think I do have a 2 meter, mag mount over here, which you can put on the trunk. Probably would work better, actually.
Get that small one, because I want to get that. That was very inconspicuous to certain people. I had to talk to Karen, that's Marcia's sister there. Anyway, I've just been driving around the block.
I'm hearing you. There's flutter in and out, but it's not, doesn't have a lot of static.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. I did just see how this works. I'm going to drive up the road just a little bit, and this would have more coverage than the other.
Next.
Sync.
I'm not getting that word.
Y-N-C, sync.
Oh, okay. So you're all set up?
Yeah, I think I got close everything. I got to fix up my audio music. So, Bluetooth it through the phone to sound.
Well, I think you're all set. So, what are you going to be doing today?
Well, they have their doctor appointment at 11:15, so I'm going to take both of them. Oh, we're going to, actually, Marcia and I are going to follow Sharon to the doctor's office. They have appointments at the same time. And she's going to drive on to the, she was in your farm, so she's going to drive on back home, and then Marshall will get in the car with me.
We've got the cleaning ladies coming, and Lane's still not up. I fed everybody, got a cup of coffee. I'm going to get one more cup of coffee. And I'll walk the dogs, and then I gotta just pick up the house for the cleaning ladies, so they don't have to do that. We always do that. I put things up in the laundry room just so they can clean real quick. So that's what I gotta do this morning, probably this afternoon. I'll probably work on some of my little projects here. I got everything put up from the trip, unpacked, put up. I'm all fine on that. I'm gonna reprogram the remote fobs for the expedition. Now that we got three, two of them are programmed. The other one's got the old stuff, so I'm gonna have to go and reprogram all three of them.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know you told me something about that. I'm going to turn around right here, go back to the house, and see what I need to do for the music.
CBA. I mean, as you can tell, I'm still learning stuff on that escape with the sync on it. And you can get updates. If you're within range of Wi-Fi, you can get updates before you sync. I think mine's a sync 3 now. But I noticed after I did an update last time, it was probably about a month or two ago, there were some things that just were operating different. So that's kind of nice. So anyway, I'm going to give me another cup of coffee. I'm glad you got that going. Too bad you didn't know about your little microphones, but now you got a spare.
Go ahead, Dave.
Jump in there and say hello to you gentlemen. And, man, I tell you, I walked outside. I think somebody left the freezer open.
It is a little chilly. But, just let you know, I'm driving in my new used car. I got a 2014 Mustang.
And I got 2014.
Yeah, I'm going to clean some roads. 2014 Mustang.
You're killing me. I was talking to a guy. I pulled up beside a black Mustang in the parking lot, and the guy was sitting in the car, so I rolled my window down and motioned for him to roll his down. I said, well, so how many horsepower is yours rated at? And his was 480. And he said he studies, he's done a lot of study on the Mustangs. And he said, what year is yours? And I said, 2012. And he said, well, yours is rated at 420. So I didn't feel too bad.
Yeah, I got the V6. It's got 305 horsepower, which is plenty for me.
That makes it 12 billion horsepower.
Up to, if my wife wouldn't divorce me, I'd put a supercharger on this thing. I'd probably get about 6 out of it, but anyway, I am gonna cut the mufflers off and just run and just let it run straight pipe. The only restriction it'll have is the cats.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you got a 5-0, I think, don't you?
Fuck a cat. Take that bitch out.
Yeah, that's a 5.0, and I missed that other comment there.
Did he come again? He didn't give us calls.
You got a 2014. It's the V6 with the 305 horsepower.
That's correct, that's right.
Is it all stock?
Yeah, 100% stock, and it has plenty of horsepower. It has the fork shift in it, shifts down the fork. And it'll, first 2 gears, it'll leave the road.
I guess the only thing I regret about not getting automatic is, I don't want to tear these gears up and, if somebody wants to take you on the road and do a little red light to red light racing, I'm not going to burn my clutch up just to show them what this car will do, because, I guess I'm just a little more conservative driver than that. But I tell you, when you romp down on this thing, it just keeps on pulling. It's unbelievable.
That's good. Yeah, I see 5-0's running around. And they're nice. I got this from CarMax, and it's immaculate. As most of their cars are. It had 30,000 miles.
Miles? And for a 14, and, it's a 6-year-old car, and it could have 90,000 on it. That would be average miles. 15,000 a year, or 6 years. If I'm doing my math right, 6530K3, okay. So, you got your low mileage. That car is getting broken good. And I'll be surprised if you don't do some fancy stuff to it eventually. Just one piece at a time.
If I can get away with it. But I don't think I really want to do it. It has 100 more horsepower than my other had when it was stopped. Yeah, they were like about 230, 240 horsepower, and this 305 stuff. Stock-wise, it's 80, at least 80 horsepower more. And that's a lot nicer inside than the Millwood. So, I'm back to the house. Let me go ahead and sign. Bill, you still there?
Yep, still here, and good morning, everybody.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, run my mouth too much. Go ahead.
Let's get upstairs and get going here. Let you Mustangers carry on. I don't have anything to contribute to the Mustang story, I'm afraid. I know you guys enjoy your Mustangs. hey, Dave, we Phil and I went to Orlando Hamfest. We got back yesterday evening. We had a good time there. We left on Thursday, came back. I've got some catching up to do. I got some cleaning ladies coming to clean the house. I better QRT. And, so you can drive around. Phil's on a 12-inch, a little tiny 12-inch loaded whip and a handheld. So he's trying to check to see what kind of coverage he's got. Anyway, I'm going to say 73. I got to get out of here.
Info IQ. Well, Josh, I didn't know you were in there, or I wouldn't have been hogging the channel. we got started off on cars and Mustangs and didn't even include you in the conversation.
Probably wouldn't have a lot to say. that's fine. I'm actually here playing with my phone, trying to reload an app in. So, kind of preoccupied anyway. But I have to get upstairs here real quick. I gotta get stuff going. And I already talked about the weather. Yeah, I got up this morning and went outside, collected all the cat bowls from the last feeding last night, brought them in, and fed them all breakfast out there out front, and fed the dogs. So now I've got to feed me, get another cup of coffee. I got to get going. So that's what's going on here. But glad you boys are having fun with your Mustangs. I'm driving a Ford too, but it's called an Escape. Slightly different, but I do like it. It's a titanium with a large 2.0 engine in it and turbocharged. It'll fly. Probably not like your 417 horsepower engines or whatever part of the fillhead, 328 horsepower. But it goes pretty good. They'll sit there and do wheelies, and it's got paddle shifters and everything on it. All right, 73. Catch y'all later. Info IQ.
Well, yeah, those turbochargers surprise the heck out of you. You on a four cylinder, they'll put out some horsepower. You'll think you got a V8. 73s, and turn it over to you, Phil. KB4 CBA.
Okay, that's well, let me go ahead and sign too. I'm behind a house, so you may not hear me, but just running 5 watts with a ICOM HT. But that's all right. Thanks for coming back, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Hey, C4Q. By the way, I'm in Bowling Springs.
We're a pretty bad place here for reception, and I imagine transmission as well. But anyway, 73s, and we'll talk to you later. I'm almost at the tennis courts, and y'all have a good day. Enjoy the day. Stay warm. KB4 CBA mobile clear.
Roger, 73, AC4 mobile clear.